Tori Hartman, our special guest, as we talk about the chakras and psychic abilities, and next, your calls on Coast to Coast AM. And welcome back to Coast, Tori Hartman with us. This is our final hour here with her as we talk about psychic ability, and we'll get to your calls, some questions, and of course, she'll do a little quick private reading for you as well. You enjoy doing this. I can tell. I can tell in your voice, Tori.
I really do. I love the sense that someone's been inspired and there's a better future in their heart, if that makes sense. I really enjoy seeing people get out of their brain and into their purpose. I was teaching one of my courses. I teach this course called Life Purpose Divination, and in the class at the end, this woman said, "Well, I'm really disappointed." I said, "What happened?" She said, "Well, you know what? I really thought my purpose was to write a book." And she said, "In this, I've realized that my purpose is, well, I'm a great wife and I'm a great mom, and that's my purpose." And I said, "That's fabulous." She said, "I know." And there was that moment, and then she got it. And what she got was that any book she would write had to come from what she was here to do, which was to be a great wife and a great mom. That was her purpose. And when she got that, the platform of writing a book or doing whatever was coming from who she really was. And that's what I love to see. I love to see when people find that in themselves. And for me, I know that that's what these fables and these cards have done for me. I mean, it was ridiculous, George. I spent my life savings doing it. You know, when I self-published it years ago, and you know, when I look back, I would never advise anybody to do what I did. Huh. But I can't imagine it being any other way because it was the perfect journey for me.
Before the break, you were talking, Tori, about betrayal of others and how that kind of affected some things in psych. Did you want to elaborate on that?
Oh, I know. Yes, I do. Thank you. I was teaching a class in with multi-generational healing. I was working with the cards, and this one gal said, "I am not going to forgive my parents." She said, "I absolutely won't forgive my parents." And I said, "Oh, okay, that's cool. So we'll get started with the class." She said, "No, I'm not going to forgive my parents." And I said, "Well, that's okay. The forgiveness of your parents class, that's down the hall. We're doing multi-generational healing. We're doing that." And she said, "Well," and I said, "Okay, tell me the story." Because she wanted to tell me the story. And the story was that she was raised in a cult, she and her brother. They couldn't get out. Until they turned 18, they escaped, but her parents kept her there. And the point is that she didn't know her grandparents, and I do a lot of grandparent work. And she said, "I never knew them." And I said, "Well, just do a little research. Just do a little research." And she came back the next week, ashen, just completely pale. And she said, "Oh my gosh." And I said, "What?" She said, I found out that my grandfather had just died like 3 weeks ago, right before she signed up for the course. Mm-hmm. And she said, "And he had spent all of his money trying to get my brother and I out of the cult in courts, and he kept being defeated." And she just said, "I just can't believe I never knew that. I never knew him." And there was that moment, George, when she realized that she was profoundly loved. And that was the game changer for her. I mean, this was a woman who couldn't get out of her house. She couldn't get things done in her life. And when she got that, she said to me, "Oh my gosh, I don't have to forgive my parents because I realized it doesn't matter. What they did or didn't do doesn't matter." And I said, "Right." And she said, "Somebody somewhere loved me." And that's when you realize that you've been profoundly loved. Someone did love you. Someone somewhere sacrificed so you could be here. That for me is what this work is about. And that's where I get very excited, is that when I see those moments that people change, it's just, wow, you know, and I get to witness it. So it's exciting. And it's bigger than just a prediction. it's seeing someone's, like, literally change their life in front of you. Just because, you see, what we've made meaning of from our past dictates our future. So if we change the meaning, we change our future.
We sure do.
That's the formula, right?
We sure do. Let's take some calls here for you, Tori, as they begin to line up. Let's go to Cindy in Chino Hills, California, to get things started. Hi, Cindy. Thanks for calling.
Gosh, I'm so lucky to get in. I've been listening to this show for decades, literally.
And thank you.
I'm so touched by your truths and your stories and, you know, your What is it you said, signposts from God? Is that like what you called it? You know, I mean, I'm just in shock, you know. I mean, everything you say just, it comes from such honesty. I can hear it, and I can feel it. And, you know, I just had to call and tell you how impressed I am with you. Now, I'm, as you know, in Southern California as well, and, you know, I can email you maybe at another point, but, like, I could really use some affordable physical healing and spiritual healing. And, you know, I became disabled about 15 years ago, and I really want to be of service to people. I've learned a lot as a result of what I've been through, and I'd sure like to help others. So.
Yeah, and I want to just tell you, do you have a question for me, Cindy? Do you have a,
well, I,
something
I
that's coming forward to you?
I wanted to ask you at some point if you might be able to recommend any paths or person, you know, I might follow for healing, you know, on every level, you know, spiritually.
The first thing I want to tell you is that you know, what comes forward to me is that I just pulled a couple cards just to see what would come up. And I just want to tell you, I always read them as darkness, dawn, and light. And so as the darkness is like our subconscious, so the grief card reversed, which is very interesting because that was the card I pulled with George. And I think that became kind of a little bit of a theme that I really feel that what I'm seeing is that you've been through a lot of loss, a lot of pain in your life, and it's manifested in your body. And so that's a large part of this journey for you, is like really not feeling that feeling of not being heard. And I want to tell you, when I look at the next two cards very briefly, I see they're both orange cards, so they're second chakra of emotion. And the second card of perseverance tells me that, you know, it's not over for you. And I really want to tell you that. You know, sometimes, like, the perseverance card is really about not quitting before the miracle. And I want to tell you that you may be down, but you're not out. You know, that cliche. And I feel that what you're really looking for is a completion of this chapter of how do I wrap up this conversation in what I've made meaning of to this point and step into the next level for me. And what I want to tell you is that I really feel like you're, even just by asking this question, you're on the right track. Because I want to tell you, when I look at the completion card, it can be very scary because she's kneeling over a grave. And it's not that. It's about honoring what has come before. And I want to remind you of one very important thing. The entire experience of you being disabled has happened because when you look at disabled, the energy around that for you, it has happened for a reason, because you really have championed the underdog your whole life. And so this is about you coming back and finding a way to communicate your experience and help others through it. Does that make sense to you?
I'm sure that does. She's listening on her radio while you did that.
Okay.
So. When you give people these readings, how do you feel them? I mean, how does that come to you?
Well, one of the things that that happens is I usually just pull three cards from the deck so I can see what's going on, and I feel into what the energy of the card is and the energy center in their body. So, for example, I pulled one green and two orange cards. So the green card is about the heart. And because it's in the And it also matters the position of it. So it's almost like, if I could put it this way, George, it's like a game of telephone, you know, when you're little, and I tell you one story and then you tell somebody else, and by the time it gets around, it's like the word cat has become, you know, couch, you know?
Yeah,
like,
exactly.
And what happens is each of the cards become a story that link together, and I go into a certain frequency. And when I talk about frequency, we all have that intuitive frequency in us. Every single person has it. And it, the frequency, I liken it to, it's the altitude we choose to fly at. Some altitudes are turbulent, some are smoother. So if we look at it that way and we get into a certain altitude, then what happens is we literally can piece together the story in front of us. And it's the same thing of when you're trying to study for a test or you're trying to remember something. If you're physically trying to remember, it's not the same as when you go into that certain zone of your memory or your recollection where everything comes to you. And I think that that would be the best way to answer it. There's a knowing. It's almost like the way my gift occurs is that it's a memory and it's a way I know somebody. Like I related to Cindy on that energy of, oh my gosh, somebody's hearing me. And once I relate to that, then the cards start to speak to me in a way that makes sense, that gives them the message they need in the moment. Does that make sense?
Yeah, I get it. I mean, I get this. And
yeah, no, I know you do. And it's a specific experience that when people get it, it's amazing. And I want to say this too, that it's also along the lines of anybody who trains in something. And I use the analogy of like a medical doctor or a lawyer or a fireman or a police officer. When these people train and train and train, they don't then go out into the field and go, okay, I see a suspect is pulling a gun, what do I do? They just, their training takes over. Their intuition is being used. So if you can imagine that we have intuitive channels, we fill them with what we feel is important to us. That's why some people are more intuitive, because we're filling our channel with that energy, than people who are, for example, a police officer who is responding, or an ambulance worker, or a doctor. They're in respond mode, but they're using those intuitive channels. So we all have the gifts. It's a question of being aware of it. And that's what I think the idea behind Chakra Wisdom is that we have everything we need. We have our answers. It's about looking at them and saying, oh, I already know what to do. It's like when I was just talking to Cindy, she already knows what to do. She just needs somebody to validate her reality. And that's a lot of what this is.
Let's go to John now in Clarksville, Tennessee. John, you're up with us. Go ahead, sir.
Actually, it's Crossville, but that's fine.
All right.
Nice to see you this morning. You sound like such a warm person, and George, I'm a big fan of the show.
Thank you, John.
My question is about this writing career that two other psychics have told me it was supposed to be manifesting in the near future. But part of me sees that as something that's so hard to imagine, because I've had such a hard life up to now.
You know, it's interesting, John. I pulled a card, and it's the acceptance card. And what comes forward to me is that you know, people can predict things, but it really is about when you're ready to bring the work forward. And, you know, I have this thing about when people say to me, writer's block, I always say that it's not that it's blocked, it's that it's not ready to be written yet, and it needs cooking time. And so one of the things I want to say is that you definitely have a gift, and the question is, will you use it? And I think that's the bigger, broader conversation. And when I look at the acceptance card, in the acceptance card, it's the story of Cherry Heart in the fable. And basically, she's looking at this pie, and she's just cut a piece of the pie, and she's handing it to another waitress to put on this table, and she says, I feel like I'm this pie. I feel like there's a piece missing. And the waitress says, well, maybe you're just a heart-shaped pie. And so what I'm hearing, John, and what's coming forward to me is the question is, what are you waiting for? What is it that you're waiting for? And I would say to you that, you know, there is what you've been through and the challenge that you've been through, there has been a lot of trauma. And so as a result, it's a question of, are you willing to take the steps necessary to move forward? And I, you know, again, this is something that I'm not going to minimize what you've been through, because I see a lot of post-traumatic stress around you. And it's funny, even using that, it feels very very painful. So, you know, I want to say to you that the other thing is that it's almost more important that you take it from the point of view of somebody somewhere has to hear what you have to say, and there is a sense of not denying other people the gift that you're here to give. And one of the things I want to share with you is that 6 months after this deck came out, the artist, Gretchen, died. And
oh, geez.
She was only 41 years old, and she was the final angel. And what I realized from that experience was that the work here that I'm talking to you about and what I'm sharing with you is about, it's about not giving up on yourself, not giving up on your muse. This artist, Gretchen, did not die with her gift in her. She expressed it. And so it really becomes a thing for you of saying, am I willing to express my gift? Because yes, we can make the prediction and say, yes, you have this gift. The bigger conversation is, are you willing to step into what you're here to do? And only you can answer that. I hope that helps, and I hope that gives you some clarity. But I want to validate the gift, and I want to validate the pain you've been in. Very, very real.
Tori, if you pulled a card, let's say, for three different people, and the same card came up, would that mean that they would have similar futures or whatever?
Well, it's interesting. If I'm doing a reading like this, like I'm on the show, right? So if I have, like, similar, and I've had this happen when I've pulled a card and it seems to be a theme, what that tells me is that the people that are calling at that time have a theme going on. So for example, you know, when I look at the acceptance card, and I pulled that card at the top of the show before the show started for me. So when I look at that, that's a foundation card. That's about setting a foundation. And so if I'm reading for, like I was just now, for this gentleman about his book and his writing, you know, this is about he's got to set up a new foundation for himself and create a good, solid base. But it may be also a different point of view for somebody else. It may be, for example, if the second card is something else, it may take me in a different direction.
I see. Hold on, Tori. We're at the break already. We'll be back with final calls on Coast to Coast AM. Well, on our next Coast to Coast program, we're going to be talking with Dr. Bruce Lipton about what he calls the honeymoon effect, the science of creating heaven on earth. Make sure you're part of that program. Okay, back with our final segment with Tori Hartman. Tori, when you pull the Oracle cards, is there one card out there in the deck that is just fantastic that everybody would love to get?
You know what? There is, actually. And it's funny because everybody always loves this card. It's the Joy card.
The Joy card. How about
the
that?
The Joy card. And I always laugh because everything has the three elements to it of darkness, dawn, and light. So sometimes that card can have its challenges. So I think it's my absolute favorite, actually, is the rejection card. because it's about living life on your own terms, so I like that.
What is the card that nobody wants?
Probably rejection. That's the one everybody kind of says, I don't want that card, put it back.
Yeah.
We mean, put it back. It came out. it's like, okay. So somebody said to me once, you're pushing my buttons. I said, well, then unpush them because I need to have a conversation with you.
All right, back to the calls. Let's go to John, British Columbia, Canada. Hi, John. Go ahead.
This is John.
Hey, John.
I was originally wondering if I was going to find love, and then my computer crossed out while I was on the line with you, and I was wondering if that was going to be okay. But I guess the love thing is more important.
Well, I don't know if you do love. John has cerebral palsy, by the way, Tori, but he's an avid listener to the show. So is he going to find love? What can you tell him?
Well, what I pulled for you, John, was the self-worth card, which is a beautiful card. And it's really about, it's a story about a little Eskimo child who finds love in the relationship with God. And it's a relationship between where she sees the great salmon chair. That's the name of the fable. And so the answer to your question is, we don't ever really find love. We are love, and then we attract it into our life. So it's a little bit of a different, it's like a little different point of view about it. And I think if you start to see love in your life in all the forms that exist, the answer is yes, it will start to really show up, and it's just a question of the form that you want will show up eventually if you keep on that, if we keep focused on that. But here's what I want to say about this fable really quickly. It's the story of the great salmon chair, and this little Eskimo child sees it. Not everybody gets to see it. Not everyone has this gift. And she runs back to her tribe, and she tells the elders that she's seen it, and they say she can't see it. It's not possible. It's absolutely impossible that she saw it. Nobody really sees the great salmon chair. And so she finally falls asleep after hours of trying to convince her elders that she's seen this chair, and nobody believes her. And as she's about to fall asleep, the salmon chair appears again in front of her. And this time, she gets in. And the point is that lightning does strike twice. And the reality is that while other people may doubt you, what I'm feeling is that there's definitely the possibility and the idea that it is available to you. So I hope that gives you some insight. And it is an emotional card, so it's about your emotions and where you are, and you have a great gift. That's what the salmon chair says.
I'm going to recommend also for John. John, we're getting a lot of people from Canada signing up for paranormalday.com. It's free to sign up, and when your computer pops back up, just go there, paranormaldate.com, and make sure you click Canada on the top at the homepage, because it has different countries, and then see what happens. I mean, you never know. You never know. What is it, Tori, about, you know, jobs, relationships, that people always want the psychic, and you were talking about this in our first hour, but why do they always want the psychic to tell them?
I think it's about really wanting the validation. You know, I had a woman ask me once, well, am I going to find a job? And what came up was the grief card, and it was very clear to me that, well, she was still in pain over having lost her prior job, so it was very hard for her to find another job. And I asked her, I was like, have you not really found a job in a few years? And she said, no, I haven't.
Wow.
She said, I've been, you know, temporary jobs. And I said, well, that's because you never really grieved the fact that you felt betrayed and hurt that you lost your job. And from that one conversation, she was able to say, yeah, that's really true. Because what happens a lot, there's this whole idea of, like, you know, in spirituality, we're just supposed to be happy all the time. And you know what? Sometimes we just have to experience the challenging things so that we can get to the other side. So when this woman accepted that she was really hurting and angry and upset about having lost her job and nobody was judging her for it, and yes, it had been a few years, once she got through that, she was able to realize, oh, oh, I haven't really wanted a job. And because that's what came up in the reading, I said, you really haven't wanted a job. You've been too upset about losing the last one. So sometimes people come and they want a relationship or they want a job. And the truth is that it's not clear yet. In other words, their energy isn't clear. And so I feel that what a good reading does is it shows them the way to clear it and the path to take. I think it's really, like I said, it can be addictive when you give advice and say, you know, well, yes, of course you're going to write that book. Well, you can write the book, but will you do it is the question. You know, because I think sometimes we want that kind of, like you said, George, it's like, oh, if I just get the right answer from the psychic, it'll magically happen. Well, no. You know, it's like, believe in God, but lock your doors. I mean, you know,
that's
what I'm saying. It's kind of like, you know, you have to be in the relationship. You have to be responsible, too. If you have a possibility of meeting somebody, if a psychic says, oh, you're going to meet somebody, and then you don't leave your house, you know.
Let's go to Joe, Lake of the Ozarks out there. Hey, Joe, go ahead.
Thank you so very much for taking my call.
Sure thing, Joe.
Almost like winning the lottery.
Almost.
She sounds so sincere, so real. It's like, and I cannot believe I'm actually through on the phone tonight. But having said that, in so many ways, you've answered some of the things that were going through my head as you've been talking. But to say that I've been through a lot lately would be an understatement. I feel like I'm kind of at a crossroads. But part of the reason I'm still here is because I have always kind of trusted my intuition. But suddenly, I seem to have a whole lot of people who don't seem to think that my intuition's that good. So I'm just kind of wondering if you get a sense of which one of these paths I should probably be trying to take.
Yeah, thank you for your question, Joe, because I pulled three cards for you. Passion reversed, perseverance straight up, and dissipating straight up, so right side up. And what it tells me, the passion card is about pursuing what you know to be true. And it's reversed, so it's a breakthrough. And this has been going on for you for a while. Really what's happened in a lot of the pain that you've been in these last, I want to say 3 to 6 months, has been because you've really been almost trudging through mud. Like really just, I feel like clearing a lot, but also taking a stand for what you know to be true. And you're going to find people that are outwardly reflecting back to you that you're not doing it right, because that's your own inner self-talk of like, I must not be doing it right. And so what they're doing is they're reflecting back to you that you're not doing it right. But it's not true. It's just a momentary doubt. And when I see the second card of perseverance, it says, keep going. You're on the right track. And it's dawning on you that all of these people that are naysayers have a lot at stake in keeping you stuck. When I say stuck, it's like if mom is doing her role, everybody else can do what they do. But if you make a choice to do something different, it kind of upsets the house of cards. And I just want you to know that right now, it feels like you're treading water because you haven't made a decision yet to fully trust what you know to be true. And when I say know to be true, I'm going to be very specific on this. You absolutely know that there's, and I'm feeling this, there's one particular thing that you really want to do. And that's the one thing that I feel that is occurring as the most important element. I feel that you have three opportunities and there's one to really pursue. And I think the other two things are about dissipating energy. Be aware for you of dissipated energy so that you don't have to fear not succeeding at something. And I want to tell you that what you take on, you can succeed at. So make sure it's what you really want because it's work ahead, but there's going to be a very good outcome. And I do feel that by December, you're going to really be on your feet. I hope that makes sense.
All right, Joe, and very quickly, let me ask you, Tori, can people change the outcome of the cards by changing who they are?
That's the point. Absolutely. Absolutely. And that's what each card is reflecting, is that each one, for example, excuse me, there's a darkness, sure, dawn, and light built into each one.
Yeah. Well, that's the important thing to do, because I think people have this innate ability to be able to change themselves, to pick themselves up. And I've seen that. Tori, would you get out your website for us, please?
Sure. I'm just putting it up right now. It's torihartman.com. T-O-R-I-H-A-R-T-M-A-N.
Very good. Tori, thanks for being on the program. I appreciate it.
Oh, you've been great, George. Thank you.
It has been fun. And, of course, this Independence Day, I just want to tell you, and you should know this by now, that you are living, those of you in America right now, in the best country on the planet. No matter what you go through, nothing can beat it. Happy Independence Weekend, folks. For Jeff Duray, Nathan Staton, Dan Galante, Tom Danheiser, Lisa Lyon, Lex Lonehood, Sean Laudisor, Stephanie Smith, Chris Boros, and George Knapp, I'm George Norrie, somewhere out there on Coast to Coast AM. We'll see you on our next edition. Until then, be safe, everyone.